This is Dare to be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, welcome to Dare to be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's great to be here with you today. We have a beautiful, sunny Southern California day, warming up a little bit more to 64. Makes it much nicer for me. I'm a nice tropical girl. So we have a very special guest today, Mindy Strich. She's so passionate about teaching people how to listen to their hearts that she's developed a new program called Prescriptions for a Heart-Centered Life, which is now available online. Mindy is a certified life coach and healing practitioner with her own practice since 2012. She loves being a bridge between conventional and complementary medicine. Welcome to the show, Mindy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. The weather's not quite as nice here in Atlanta as it is in California, so send me some of that good juju, Mari.
I will. I'll send that sunbeam right over. So for those who didn't catch your first interview yet, tell us a little bit about how you came to do what you currently do.
Well, I always say I didn't find healing. Healing found me. I, like many people, were going through a difficult time in my life. I was struggling with a marriage that was about to break up, and it was a lot devastating, and I wound up in the hospital. I didn't know at the time that they were connected, but that's what brought me to healing school, because I knew if I didn't figure out what was going on with me physically and deal with what was happening with me emotionally because of the divorce, I was going to, you know, be in trouble. And so that's why I went to healing school, to figure out what doctors couldn't figure out as to what was happening inside my body with a lot of physical symptoms that were debilitating my life. And what I learned there, what I discovered there, is what drew, not only did it help me heal what was happening physically and help me get over my divorce, or deal with the pain of it, and move on with my life, it is also what made me decide to become a healer. Because what I learned was what's happening in our bodies is not just physical. There are emotional and psychological and even spiritual energies and reasons that we create pain, illness, and disease. So it's been 10 years of doing this work, both professionally and personally.
Yeah. It's interesting how, like you say, emotional things, trauma, like going through a divorce, because that's extremely traumatic, that affects our bodies. That affects our health. And it's not talked about a lot. You know, sometimes you go to conventional medicine and they want to give you a pill to fix the symptoms of it, but what's really causing this? So I'm so thankful that you found that route of healing, but you're also bringing it to others. So I know that you created a new program called Prescriptions for a Heart-Centered Life. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for this.
Well, the work that I just mentioned, both personally and professionally, has been the inspiration of this, because to your point, and what I've learned is that I've learned so much in this journey, Mari, but the one thread that is woven through it all is that if we want to heal our lives, then we all have parts of our lives that we are in need of healing, whether they're physical, emotional, feeling stuck, going through a divorce, dealing. So now with the pandemic, we're all dealing with so much, you know, on our shoulders. And all of that does wind up getting into our bodies, like you said. But at the end of the day, the common thread is this: if we don't heal our hearts, if we don't learn how to get out of our heads and stop listening to the messages that are consciously and unconsciously showing up in our minds, if we don't learn how to connect with and communicate with our hearts, then we're missing the core of where life is trying to lead us. We all want to live a life of our heart's desires, right? Well, we can't create that in our lives if we're not listening to our hearts. And none of us have been brought up in a family or a society excuse me, that puts our hearts first. We put our heads first. We're taught to go to school, be successful, be a good girl, be a good boy. This is what you need to do. Here's the paradigm. Here's the structure, the blueprint of what you need to do to be happy. And we all get to a point in our lives where we go, that's not working.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that we are trained from childhood, probably from the time we're born, the training begins to start listening to our minds. But if you look at a two-year-old, they're listening to their hearts. They're their authentic self. They're doing what brings them joy. Why do you think that there's so little, even now, because I was raised so many, many years ago, so little of listening to our hearts and instead listening to our minds?
I hope that's changing as we become a more conscious and aware society, that we encourage those little two-year-old. I have a two-year-old granddaughter, and you're absolutely right. You know, but at some point we not intentionally, but we take that away from our children, and we condition them to do everything that we've been taught in school, taught through our teachers, our preachers, and our parents. And we on the outside, we lose that innocence, but it's still in there. We could always still connect to it. As to why we do that, I think to some degree, because none of us have been taught how to do it differently, so we just repeat what we have been taught. And that's why I say I hope that that's changing now with a lot of the new kids that are coming into the world, that we're more saying, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's not about, you know, be a doctor, be a lawyer, get an A on your exam. Follow your own path to happiness. And it's not easy for parents. I don't think many parents do this intentionally, but it's a fine line between teaching your kids what's right and teaching your kids to also listen to what is right for them.
Right. It's true. And there's a lot to struggle against, including the school system. And even now, when most of our kids are being taught from home on a computer, one of the things my granddaughter, who's 7, is struggling with is sitting at that computer for so long. And even though they give them umpteen breaks, she's only 7. And so, and you know, things have to be structured a certain way. And we do need structure. There is no doubt that we need structure. But that authentic self, which is that's what's centered in your heart, it's important to let that thrive and let that grow. Very nice.
Yeah, and technology is a concern also. You know, even without all the homeschooling and virtual learning that we're having to, you know, parents and children are having to deal with now, just the technology is such it's a disconnection from human contact.
Yeah.
Human connection. You know, we don't even talk to people on the phones anymore. We just text them. And I think that this new generation of children, while they're being taught to be more heart-centered, they're also going to have to deal with the disconnect that they feel. My granddaughter doesn't even understand what it is to talk to me on the phone unless she sees my face.
Right.
Which is a lovely thing, but she's getting used to, you know, that's how she sees me is virtually.
Right.
So it's an interesting dichotomy that we're all having to navigate through.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I was thinking, while we're still in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, I was thinking more than ever, we need to listen to our hearts. Do you have something to say to that?
You know, it's been the biggest blessing of this last 12 months for me, is because even though I've been doing this work for 10 years, this pandemic has brought me much deeper into my heart. I live by myself, and like many other people, I've had to change the model of my business through this pandemic, and it could have very easily gone south for me in going to a place of fear, going to a place of panic, but instead, because of the work that I've done in learning how to listen to my heart and go deeper, it's actually, while things are going a little crazy on the outside world, I feel a lot of peace on the inside. And it's, you know, it's an experience. It's not something that you could necessarily read about. That's a great start. But the thing about my course that is so wonderful is most of it is experiential. It's doing guided meditations. It's doing journaling exercises. It's learning how to feel what you're feeling in your body. We build up walls to protect our hearts from getting hurt. We stay away from our pain, and we stay away from the things that we're afraid are going to cause us rejection, cause us humiliation, or cause us embarrassment, or any emotion that we don't want to feel. We tend to move away from those emotions, and what we do is we build a wall up around our heart, an energetic wall around our heart. And then when we do that, then we don't allow our hearts to receive love. So we actually push away the one thing that we all really want, which is to feel loved. So what we have to learn how to do, and that's the other reason we have to learn how to drop from our head, because our heads will tell us, oh, I don't want to date that person. He's going to hurt me. I don't want to ask for that job. I'm going to fail. And we talk ourselves out of all of these things when we really need to be listening to our hearts, which are going to talk us into those things and opening our hearts. So we can't get what we want if we don't open our hearts.
I agree with you. That is so true. And it's not easy to open your heart, because I had to go through this myself, especially when you've been hurt, let's say in relationships, or even like you say, in your business or in your career, when you've experienced hurt, maybe at two or three companies, or you've started two or three businesses that didn't work out. It's not easy. It takes a lot of courage to do that.
100% agree. It takes a lot of courage to do it. But nothing that we've ever done in our lives didn't come without courage and faith and practice. You know, if when you think about a baby who's learning how to walk, and of course they're not thinking, but imagine if that baby, every time that baby got up and fell down, said, oh, forget it, I'm not doing this again. I get hurt every time I stand up. I'm not going to do it. Talk to any woman that's had more than one child. You know, birth is a painful process, but I don't know very many women that say, I don't know one woman that ever said to me, oh my God, that was the most painful thing that I ever did in my life. I'm never doing that again. No, pain is part of the process. It's part of birthing what we want in our lives.
Yeah,
and it's not easy, but it is worth it.
For sure, it's worth it. Very good. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors right now. And if you want to call in and ask Mindy a question, you can start calling now, 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can call now, and we'll be right back.
New York, 1971. After surviving an assassination attempt on my life, I created another alias, Bulletproof. The mafia lifestyle can get messy when you start an all-out war on the mob. You know that movie, The Godfather? Well, I'm living it. Let's just say robbing a mob's money drop sets the whole war in motion. This thrilling killer series, Killer with a Heart, Killer with Three Heads, and coming soon, Killer with Black Blood by J.L. Hill, keeps your blood pumping. Get these urban crime fictions from Amazon or RockHillPublishing.com.
Are you ready for more? Ready to make a change but not sure what steps to take? Dr. Tracy, a certified executive coach with proven results, can help. If you're frustrated, unmotivated, feeling stuck, or out of place, Dr. Tracy will help you break through to the next level. Stop believing this is all there is and know there's more for you. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation. You are ready. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation.
So you want your business to reach its potential? Is your technology supporting your growth or holding you back? Through business management coaching, real-time collaboration, and customized solutions, MindCore can help leading companies take back control of their technology, streamline their business, and outperform their competition. Visit our website at mind-core.com to learn why 500-plus business leaders trust MindCore for transforming their collaboration, cybersecurity, and cloud computing. That's mind-core.com.
We're back on Data to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Mindy Stritch, talking about how to listen to your heart. So I have a question for you. You know, when you begin listening to your heart, and I remember when that happened for me, getting out of my brain and into my heart, out of my mind into my heart, how does one discern the difference between your mind speaking and your heart speaking?
Oh, that's a great question. So the first thing, if you have something going on in your life, a decision you need to make, or something that's just weighing on you, and you start to pay attention to how your body feels when you're thinking of, oh my God, I may lose my job, or how am I going to pay my bills, or, you know, I don't think this relationship's going to work out, or I feel a lump in my breast, whatever it is. Start to pay attention to what your body is feeling and where you're feeling the tension, the anxiety. Your heart may race. You may feel, you know, sick to your stomach. Some people have tension in their heads or their backs.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that same situation and you bring that thought or those questions that you're having about the situation to your heart, and you physically connect with your heart by putting your hand on your heart and really telling yourself, becoming present to your heart and dropping as if you were thinking from your heart, because your heart has a brain. Science has now discovered that the heart actually sends more signals to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. And the electromagnetic field of your heart is 60 times more powerful than that of the brain. So we have it reversed, and this is about retraining the way you think and defaulting to your heart. So if you actually put your hand on your heart and you bring that situation or that question into your heart, you're going to feel your body relaxing almost immediately. And if you stick with it, your mind's going to try to get active again. It's going to be like a bit of a tug of war because your mind is so used to taking control. But just hang with your heart, because the messages from our heart are quieter. The messages in our heads are very loud. We're constantly got this, you know, mind chatter going on over and over and over. And it's so loud that we can't hear the subtle whispers of our heart. So if you just stay with it and breathe and listen to your heart, you'll start to hear much more loving, calmer messages.
Mm.
So that's how you start. And yes. And again, like anything else, it's a practice. If I want to get good at, as a matter of fact, I'm starting to take horseback riding lessons. If I want to get good at it, I have to practice it.
Yeah.
If you want to get good at, you know, swimming or playing the guitar or painting, we have to practice all these things. So this is a practice of learning to listen to your heart and not listening to your head. It's like you have to turn down the volume and change the channel, because the messages in your head are mostly not true.
Mm. Wow. Very true.
They're not even your thoughts. They're what we've all been conditioned to believe.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's
which is not the messages that that two-year-old, see, like you said before, rightfully so, that two-year-old only knows how to listen to his or her heart because they haven't been, you know, they haven't been bombarded with all the information that has filled their head yet.
Mm-hmm. That's
Once we start filling those kids' heads with all of that information of, you know, who they are and what they need to do and what's right and what's wrong and who your friends should be and what your political associations should be and mm-hmm. how you're, you know, what it means to be happy, then those noises start to get louder and louder in our heads. And we no longer could hear those messages of our hearts, which is the truth of who we all are. That two-year-old lives inside of every one of us.
Yes, absolutely. Luckily, they're still inside there. That's a wonderful thing. So as we begin to listen to our hearts, I was thinking about this as you were just speaking that. As we're listening to our heart, and now we're sure what our heart is telling us, a direction to go in, right? But this direction is contrary to what we've already always done and sometimes contrary to what everybody else in our life is telling us. How does one navigate something like that?
I'll go back to what you said before. It takes courage and it takes faith. You know, somebody once said life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Mm.
And Albert Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yes.
We have to step out. You know, if you listen to what everybody else thinks, then you're never going to live the life that you want. This isn't about everybody else. This is about you. And you need to have the courage. And if I know that sounds easier said than done, but that's where the support of the right people help you move through that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, it takes courage to break out of those patterns, but your freedom is on the other side of that fear.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you listen to the fear, which is what your head is telling you, then you're not going to break through and get to the other side. And if you ask yourself of any wonderful thing that you've accomplished, starting your radio show, I bet it took some courage and stepping out of your comfort zone.
For sure. Yes, it did.
Maybe people in your family even thought you were a little crazy. I don't know. I know my family did when I decided to be an energy healer after I got divorced. That's a mm-hmm. crazy thing to do. 50 years old, getting divorced, living in the South, and I'm deciding to be an energy healer. Mm-hmm. I thought I was crazy too. But again, my heart
mm-hmm.
inside of me said, oh my, this is something you have to do. This was a perfect example actually of the knowing inside of me that said, you have to do this, but my mind saying, you're crazy. You have to go get a job.
Right.
You can't do this. You're never going to make this work. You've never even owned your own business, and you're going to become an energy healer at 51 years old in Atlanta, Georgia? Who does that?
You do, obviously.
But I had to. Now, mm-hmm. if it wasn't for healing school and if it wasn't for what I learned, I probably wouldn't have done it. Most people don't do it. But you think about the people that have really found some level of success, and that doesn't necessarily equate with a lot of money. It equates with really loving what they do. They didn't listen to everybody else. They listened to their heart and their passion, and they just did it. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. See, that's the mind, Mari.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to what everybody else thinks because the mind says, they won't love me if I do this. They'll think I'm crazy if I do this. And then we take ourselves out of ourselves. and we don't live the life that we were meant to live because we are listening to a voice that is not ours.
Right, exactly. So let's talk for a minute, Mindy, about how to get a hold of you and your Heart-Centered Life program.
Well, my website is www.mindystrich.com, which is MindyStrich.com. And if you go to my website, the first thing you'll see on the homepage is a link that tells you more about the course. Mm-hmm. Or you can call me at 678-642-7771. In addition to the course, I have been a certified healing practitioner for the last 10 years, and I will give a 30-minute phone consultation complimentary to anybody who has any questions or wants to understand more about what healing is all about and how it could benefit you moving forward.
Excellent. And you can also find Mindy on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page, and she's already there with her picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website and her program. And speaking of this interview, there'll be a replay of it right after. So make sure that you share this information with people that you know that need some healing and more than definitely need to connect more with their heart. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener as we close, Mindy, something that's on your heart today?
Oh, so much. Thank you, Mari. I really appreciated talking with you again. You know, I know it's not easy, but I know how possible it is to let your heart lead, to quiet your mind and listen to your heart. May just be the most transformational thing that you could do with your life. And I can't say that enough. And if there's any way that I could help you learn how to do that and support you in making that shift, I would be more than honored to do so.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mindy. Thank you so much for being on the show. And make sure you check out Mindy's website, mindystrich.com. Check out her Heart Center program, and make sure to listen in next time to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. One more thing you'd like to say? We still have a couple of minutes, Mindy.
Nothing that I could think of. Thank you so much again. It's everybody is going through something right now. I know it. I could feel it. I feel it in the world. I feel it in the energy of what we are all going through together in some ways. And it doesn't have to be as painful as the weight that so many are holding on our shoulders and in our lives. We could release so much of it. It doesn't mean that we don't have to still go through what we have to go through, but we don't have to, you don't have to carry that additional extra emotional baggage that's weighing on your heart. There's a way out. There's a way out. And when you let go of all of that baggage, it's somewhat magical how answers start to come, how peace starts to come, how hope starts to come. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it all starts with your heart. It really does. So break the walls down one step at a time, baby steps. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for those wise words. And thank you for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Make sure you catch us next time. And bye for now.
Thanks, Mari. Have a good day. Bye, everybody.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.